Topic 146, Sanat Kumara. 1. At the head of affairs, controlling each unit and directing all evolution, stands the king, the lord of the world, Sanat Kumara. Cooperating with him and his advisors are three personalities, Buddhas, or the Buddhas of activity. These four are the embodiment of active, intelligent, loving will, standing around the lord of the world, but withdrawn and esoteric are three more Kumaras, who make the seven of planetary manifestation. From Initiation, Human and Solar, pages 38 through 39. 2. The lord of the world, the one initiator, he who is called in the Bible the Ancient of Days, and in the Hindu scriptures the first Kumara, he, Sanat Kumara it is, who from his throne at Shambhala in the Gobi Desert presides over the Lodge of Masters and holds in his hands all reins of government in all the three departments. Called in some scriptures the Great Sacrifice, he has chosen to watch over the evolution of men and devas until all have been occultly saved. It is he who decides upon the advancements in the different departments, and who settles who shall fill the vacant posts. It is he who, four times a year, meets in conference with all the Chohans and masters, and authorizes what shall be done to further the ends of evolution. From Initiation, Human and Solar, page 106. 3. At all the initiations, the Lord of the world is present, but at the first two, he holds a position similar to that held by the Silent Watcher, when Sanat Kumara administers the oath at the third, fourth, and fifth initiations. His power streams forth, and the flashing forth of the star before the initiate is the signal of his approval, but the initiate does not see him face to face until the third initiation. From Initiation, Human and Solar, page 107. 4. Sanat Kumara and his three pupils have achieved the highest initiation possible in the last great cycle, but having as yet, from their standpoint, another step to take, offered themselves to the planetary logos of their ray as focal points for his force, so that thereby he might hasten and perfect his plans on earth within the cycle of manifestation. They are overshadowed by the planetary logos, and he works directly as the initiator in relation to man through Sanat Kumara, and with the three kingdoms in nature through the three Buddhas of activity, Sanat Kumara being thus concerned directly with the ego on the mental plane, and his three pupils being concerned with the other three types of consciousness, of which man is the summation. At the moment of initiation, after the second initiation, Sanat Kumara becomes the direct mouthpiece and agent of the planetary logos. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, pages 751 through 752. 5. Sanat Kumara and his pupils are in physical form, but have not taken dense physical bodies. They work on the vital etheric levels and dwell in etheric bodies. Therefore, Sanat Kumara is the planetary logos, yet he is not. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, page 753. 6. It has been stated that 104 Kumaras came from Venus to the Earth. Literally, the figure is 105, when the synthesizing unit, the Lord of the World himself, is counted as one. There still remain with him the three Buddhas of activity. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, page 387. See also the topic Shambhala and Discipleship in the New Age, volume 2, pages 286 through 287.